Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today, and for Refuah Shleima for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Zayin. We left off in the middle of an amazing story about a question that arose about David HaMelech's lineage. Can you imagine that? Mashiach's lineage, David HaMelech's lineage. There was a discussion about whether or not David HaMelech was fit to be king, and in fact, whether or not David HaMelech was fit to marry into the Jewish people, Bechlal, because David HaMelech descended from Rus HaMoaviah. And there's a question about whether or not a Moavi is allowed to marry into the Jewish faith. We have the Pasuk, Lo Yavo Amoni U'Moavi B'Kal Hashem. So that was the discussion. And one of the main protagonists was Doeg HaAdomi. So let's just roll it back a little bit, because we sort of were in the middle of the story. So let's just back up a drop. Doeg HaAdomi had asked a whole bunch of questions, questioning David's legitimacy. Basically, he said, just backing up a little bit, Doeg HaAdomi said, why are you asking whether he's good to be king? Ask whether he's allowed to marry a Jew, because he comes from Rus. So Avner said, no, we learned in the Braisa, Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis, that a female Moabite is allowed to marry in. So the Gemara asked, well, if you're going to learn Moavi velo Moavis, what about Mamzer velo Mamzeres? We don't say that. So the Gemara said, no, well, Mamzer ksiv Mumzar. I Mitzri velo Mitzris. No, but so then the Gemara said, Doeg HaAdomi said that no, Amoni is different than Mitzris because the Mefarish time of the Kra. The Pasuk says why we only exclude Amoni men and Moavi men and not women. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Al Davar Shelo Kidmo Eschem Alechem Uvamayim, and it's only a man who goes out to offer foreign soldiers bread and water. A woman would not be expected to go out and offer foreign soldiers bread and water, and therefore she was never included in the decree. So said Doeg HaAdomi. So that's why the women weren't included. I'm sorry. So that's what they answered Doeg HaAdomi. But then Doeg HaAdomi said, but no, why didn't the men offer the water and food to the men, and the women should order the food and drink to the women? And there was silence. Nobody was able to answer Doeg HaAdomi. So David HaMelech's lineage was in question. So that's why Shaul HaMelech asked, Vayomer HaMelech, Sha'al, this is just at the very end of the daf, yesterday, Sha'al Atah ben Mizeh HaElem, Hasam Karilei Nar, V'Hach Karilei Elem, Hach Karilei, Halacha Nis'alma Mimcha, you forgot the Halacha, go to the Beis Medrash. Say Yisha'al Beis HaMedrash, Shaul Amr Lay. So he went to ask to the Beis Medrash, and they said to him in the Beis Medrash, Amr Lay, Amoni V'lo Amonis, Moavi V'lo Moavis. Actually, the Doeg Kalani Kush Yosef, but then Doeg asked all his questions. V'ishtiku, they were quiet in the Beis Medrash. Boy Lachruze Alei. Now we're picking up on the second line, Ayin Zayin. I don't remember exactly where we left off. Boy Lachruze Alei. So the rabbis wanted to be machruz publicly that David HaMelech was puzzled to marry a Jew. He was disqualified from, forget about being king, from his descendants marrying any Jews. Miyad, so then the following happened. Va'amasa ben ish ushmo Yisra Yisraeli asher ba el Avigail bas Nachash. There was a man named Amasa, who was the son of Yisra HaYisraeli, who was married to Avigail bas Nachash. Avigail was David HaMelech's sister. Nachash means the son, the daughter of Yishai, like David was David ben Yishai. So she was also from the descendant of Yishai, which we'll see in a second is important to the story, because she was also of the same questionable lineage, because Yishai came from Rus. Also, why was she called Abigail bas Nachash? So the Mefarshim explained that Yishai was one of the four Jews in history who never sinned. He only died because of the curse of the Nachash. That said, even if you don't sin, Yishai did not sin. We have a tradition. He meispe etio shel Nachash, only because of the curse that was brought upon because of the Nachash. That's why they called Avigail bas Nachash. He was called Yishai. Anyway, Uksiv, so this dude, Amasa, so what did he do? Uksiv, Yesar HaYishma'eli. In Divrei HaYamim, it calls him not Yisra HaYisra'eli, it calls him Yesar HaYishma'eli. Amarava Mlamid Shechagar Charbo Ki Yishmael. Why they call him Yisra HaYisra'eli? This guy, Amasa ben Yisra HaYisra'eli. So this guy, Yisra, right, the father, the husband of Abigail, he whipped out his sword like a Yishmaeli, v'amar kol mish enu shomei halacha zu yidakar b'cherev. Anyone who will not agree to this halacha, I'm going to stab him with the sword. Kach mekublani beis dino shel Shmuel Aramati. I have a tradition from the house of Shmuel. Amoni v'lo amonis, moavi v'lo moavis. And that settled the argument. He had a tradition from the Beis Din of Shmuel. Lots of discussion here. Why they call him Yishmaeli? I saw some say because this was in the time of Ezra, and Yishmael ben Nesanya had just killed Gedaliah. So anybody who would pull out a sword, they called him Yishmaeli, to be like Yishmael ben Nesanya killed Gedaliah with a sword. Why? What else do we have here? So, right, this was... okay, let's continue. Let's continue. Good morning to Reuven and Chanuch Chanuch and David Yoshua, maybe. Mordechai, Jeremy, Dr. Dan, Avi, Dr. Joel, come back from Florida. Rav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan Svika, and Shlomo David. Says the Gemara, Umi Mehemen, why would Yisra be believed to say this? He was no gabadaver. Uba, a Talmud Chacham that teaches a new halacha that we didn't hear. Imko de Maisa Amara. If he said it, he taught this halacha before the Maisa came up that is relevant to him. Shomen lo, then we listen to him. Vim lav. But if he just said this halacha to defend himself, ain't shomen lo. Why? So Rashi says we don't listen to him because since it's a new thing, we're afraid maybe he's lying and saying it just to protect himself. The Ritva says, Chas v'shalom, we wouldn't accuse a Talmud Chacham of lying, but maybe because of the pressure of the moment that it affects him, maybe he's going to get it mixed up. He's going to get it mixed up because he's under pressure because it affects him. No, because he the same question. This guy, Yisra, HaYisraeli, he's married to Avigail, who was from the same lineage of Rus, wasn't allowed to marry in. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hachada Shmuel Beis Dino Kayim. No, Rashi explains, this is a Milsa David Ligluye. Shmuel was still around. This quote was from Shmuel's Beis Din. You could still go to Shmuel and ask him. People don't lie, according to Rashi, people don't lie about things that could easily become clarified. You could just go ask him. That's one pshat. The Ritva had a different pshat. And according to that, same thing. You don't have to worry about that he's going to get it mixed up because you could just go ask.
Is that nice for a Talmud Chacham to take a sword out and say, I'll kill you?
Right. They talk about that. Are you allowed to have a sword in the Beis Medrash? That's a question that Chronim asks. Mikom Mokom Kasha. Nevertheless, so how do we answer the question that Doeg HaAdomi posed? Why didn't the women come out to the Ammoni and Moabi women should have offered the Jewish women water and bread? Answers the Gemara. Two answers. Hacha Tergimu, Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnima. Women belong in the kitchen. No, that's not what it means. Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnima, that's not what it means. It means that it's more tsanua for a woman to remain in the house than to be running around outside the house. So we don't blame them for not going out to meet the Jewish women. But my Rabbi Amri and Eretz Yehuda say it a little differently. V'tamer Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kra, v'yomer elav ayei Sara ishtecha, v'yomer hinei ba'ohel. Avram said Sarah was in the tent. She stayed in the tent. So that's, you can't blame the woman for not running out to meet strangers. Ketanoi. Now the Gemara says, this machlokas about why Amoni v'lo Amonis is like a machlokas tanan. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Maviv Lo Amistiv, Rabbi Yehuda, he just says it's a Gzeres HaKasav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, there's a Svara. Adavar Shal Okim Moschem Alechem Vamayim, Da'akos Shal Ish Lekadim, etc. Darash Rava. My Dechsev, David Amel said, Ani Abdecha Ben Amasecha, Pitachta L'Mosei Roy. You have opened my shackles. I had two chains on me, and you opened both of them. Rus Hamoavia va'anama Hamonis, who was married to one of David's kids. So Nama Hamonis was married to Rechavam, the son of. I'm sorry, he was married to Shlomo Hamelech. So, and you gave Rechavam's mom. So these two shackles you opened for me by saying, by allowing us to darshan amoni v'lo amonis, moaviv v'lo moaviz. Darash Rava, my diksiv, rabo satsis ha'ta Hashem v'lokai neflo secho makshav osecha eleinu. Elai lo nemar, ela eleinu in the plural. Malamein, shayu rechavam yoshe b'cheko shal David. Rechavam was sitting on David's lap. Amalos, David said to him, alai v'alecha nemar shtei mikros halalu. These psukim were there to be matir me and to be matir you. You have an amoni mommy and I had a moavi, great, great, Grandma. Darshav Maita Sivaz Amaiti Hine Vasib Megillah Sefer. Kosov Alai. David HaMelech writes, it's written about me in the Megillah. Amar David, Ani Amarti, Atabasi. I thought that this was just publicized now that I could become king. Lo Yidat Shem Megillah Sefer Kosov Alai. It was already written in the Sefer Torah. Hasam Ksiv Hanim Tzaos. Hashem told Lot, save your two daughters, Hanim Tzaos. Hachiksev Matsasi David Avdi B'Shem Kachi B'Shachtiv. Nim Tzaos and Matsasi. Where did I find room for David? Lot's daughters. Who were Lot's daughters? Amon and Moav, right? The Lot's daughters were the moms of Amon and Moav. That's where we found the heter for David HaMelech. Now, wait a second. What do you mean he found it earlier? David HaMelech wrote Tehillim. This pasuk is in Tehillim. What do you mean, Matsasi David Avdi? Why is David HaMelech writing in Tehillim, Matsasi David Avdi? He's writing it like as if somebody else wrote it. Tosis. Hacha. Afal. Take a look at one line Tosis. Hacha ksiv. Matsasi David. Afal bisha David Atzmo Amro. Beruach HaKodesh Amro. Okay, even though David HaMelech himself said it, he said it as if Hashem was saying it in Ruach HaKodesh. the Marsha says, no. Maybe this was Eitan HaEzrachi. And it was established about based on it. Other Achronim say, if not for Tosus, we could have said, since this was written in the times of Avram Avinu, so this pasuk also was said by Avram, Eitan HaEzrachi was Avraham, and apparently Eitan HaEzrachi appears in that capital of Tehillim. Matsasi David, David Avdi, where's that pasuk in Tehillim? Where is it? Peites. Yeah. Matsasi David Avdi B'Shia. Tehillim Peites Chafal, right. Okay, new story. We're done with Amoni v'lo Amonis. Let's go further. Amar Ula. Back to you, Vamas. Amar Ula. Mordechai is pumped. Amar Ula, Amar B'Yochanan. Bas. Oh. Bas Ger. Actually, we're not totally done with it. Amar Ula, Amar B'Yochanan. Bas Ger Amoni. K'shera L'Kahuna. At this point of the Gemara is cooking. Remember, this is Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the daughter of a Ammoni who converts, who marries an Ammonis who converts. The daughter is, the Gemara thinks at this point, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that an Ammoni man who marries an Ammoni woman and they both convert and then they have a child after they convert, that daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. The Gemara is going to back out on that because since the man is an Ammoni, so we follow the pugum. So the kid is not going to be kosher. Anyway, ask the Gemara. Amali Rava Bar Ulula. Kiman. According to which opinion in Tanam is this going like? Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar in Meseches Kiddushin, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas Ger Zachar, even a Ger who's married to a Jewish girl, Kibas Chalal Zachar, just like a Chalal marries a girl, their daughter is Asa to marry a Kohen, so to a Ger who marries a girl, their daughter is Asa to marry a Kohen. By every Ger, forget an Amoni, is Asa. So how can you tell me that this one is mutter? V'i k'Rabbi Yossi, if it's like Rabbi Yossi who says you're allowed to, pshita, certainly the daughter is allowed to marry a kohen. Ha'amar, Rabbi Yossi says in Maseches Kiddushin, not only can a ger marry, af ger shenasa gioris, bito k'sheira l'kuna, the daughter is allowed to marry a kohen. So to over here, amoni v'lo amonis. She's a female Amoni. She's allowed to marry in. And she's not even a ger. Ger shenasa gioris, bito k'sheira l'kuna. So, what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to be mechadish? V'chi tema, no. There's a difference. The two gerim over there, Rabbi Yossi, they were both allowed to marry in. Here, the dad is not allowed to marry in. So maybe v'chi tema, bahanach. In other words, we know they're allowed to marry kol. But what about marrying a kohen? Maybe the standards are stricter. No. Over there we're talking about where both mom and dad, they were gerim that came from nations that are allowed to marry you. Aval hai, but this guy that we're talking about over here, this woman, came from de'enu in love of b'kal lo. Since dad is not allowed to marry in, maybe dad's daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen. So menale. So where did Rabbi Yochanan? So it's a chiddush. So now the Gemara says, well, where did Rabbi Yochanan get this idea from? That if a Ammoni man marries a Ammoni woman, I'm sorry, an Ammoni man and an Ammoni woman convert, and then they marry each other. The daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Where does he get it from? The Yalof mi Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Says the Gemara, we're learning that from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Just like a Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Right. The Gemara is asking, why are Rabbi Yochanan's words a chiddush? Why did he have to say that? Why would he have thought that it's Usser? Says the Gemara, he should have thought it was Usser from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Just like a Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, they're not allowed to, that because the Almana is Usser on him, the daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So without Rabbi Yochanan's statement, I might have thought, since the dad is Pasul, the daughter cannot marry a Kohen. Says the Gemara, what kind of raya is that? Malach Kohen Gadol Almana, she can be also Ba'aveira. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to have Bia with the Almana. But the Ammoni Ger is allowed to have Bia. It's true that Ammoni Ger himself can't marry a Jew, but the Ammoni, but they're allowed to marry each other. The Ammoni, the Bia is not an Aveira. That's why the daughter is Pasul Lakuna. But a Ger Amoni who marries an Amonis, that it's Mutta, there's no Maisa Aveira. He's not even Jewish. So, right, his conversion's no good. He's not Jewish. He's not allowed to convert. So, why would you disqualify the daughter? Says the Gemara, Chalal Yochiach. Well, no. If a man chalal marries a Jewish girl, their daughter is a chalala and can't marry a kohen. Even though the chalal is not usher to marry a Jewish girl, she's mutter to marry him, the daughter's no good anyway. So that could prove to the case of a ger amoni married to a ger amonis, their daughter should also be pasul, just like a chalal married to a Jewish girl, says the Gemara. No. The chalal himself was created by an avera, as opposed to the ger amoni and the amonis. Neither of them were created by an avera. Well, then let's go back to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol yocheach. Well, the Kohen Gadol and the Almana, They were not created by Vera. V'chazar adin. So the Gemara says we should learn this, and it goes back and forth. Lo rizek rizek. The strictness of Kohen Gadol Ba'amana is not the strictness of a Chalal with the Bas Yisrael. The strictness of a Chalal with the Bas Yisrael is not the strictness of a Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. Lo rizek rizek, lo rizek rizek. Hatzad HaShav Shemen, what's the common denominator? She'eino Barov Kahal. That they're different than most Jews. Ubidobsula, Afkan Eino Barov Kahal. So too, the Ammoni man and the Moavi woman who convert, they're different than most Jews. Bito Psula. So with that, Rabbi Yochanan would have said the daughter's puzzle. The Gemara still doesn't accept this. Ma'alat Sada Shabishabhen, Shkin Yesh Behen Sada Veira. Kongal Abamana, it's an Avera for them to marry each other. Chalal, there was an Avera in creating the Chalal. But Ammoni Ger and Ammoni Ammonis Gioris, there was no Avera at all. So the Gemara backs out on this, and the Gemara tries to explain why Rabbi Yochanan needed to say what he said. So Rava Bar Ula continued to say to his father Ula. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan was not. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan was probably not referring to the case of a Ger Ammoni married to a Ger Ammonis, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's for sure Aser, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's for sure Mutter. So there's no Chiddush. So that's not the case that he was talking about to say a Chiddush. So it must have been a different case that he was saying. Dilma Vadai Ba'amoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael Ka'amris. No. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about an Ammoni Ger, an Ammoni man who converted, who marries a Jewish girl. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that a bas ger zachar kibas chalal zachar, Ammoni married a bas Yisrael. Oh, now in this case, the bia is an avera, because a bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry an Ammoni man, so the bia is ba'avera. Yet Rabbi Yochanan is mechadesh af al gav de biyaso ba'avera bito k'shera. The daughter is going to be kosher. Why? Because even though they're not allowed to have relations, a Jewish girl is not allowed to marry an Ammoni man. Ammoni man is not allowed to convert. But if they have a son, the son is going to be excluded from being a Jew. But if they have a daughter, Ammoni velo Ammonis. So the daughter is going to, so the son is going to be disqualified, but the daughter is going to be. So Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was, if an Ammoni man converts and marries a Jewish girl, they're not allowed to have relations. But if they do, the daughter is going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. Wow. Afagav de biyasa baver bitok shera. Amarle. In, you're right. That's exactly, so Ula said to his son, Rabbi Bar Ula, in, you're right. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan meant. The chiasa Ravin, because when Ravin came right to the Bava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bas ger Ammoni, ubas mitzri sheni, the daughter of a ger Ammoni, married to a Jewish girl, and the daughter of a mitzri sheni, married to a Jewish girl, in both cases the bi is baver. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kshera. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kshera. Rabbi Yochanan says the daughter of a union is kosher. Reish Lakish Amar psula. Just any bias iser, the daughter is going to be us in America, Cohen Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshera, the Tani Rabbi Zaka Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Zaka learned the name Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Torah say? Rabbi Zaka, I taught a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amano Grusha, v'chalazon asei lo yikach. Ki im besula me amav yikach ishe, Cohen God allows to marry besula. Me'amov lahavi giores mikana. This comes to include a giores who's a baskerim, that both mom and dad came from the same nation, basker Ammoni who marries an Ammonis, shehikshera lekahuna, that she's kosher to marry a Kohen, like we said before, she's kshera Lekahuna, but it comes to exclude. So if both mom and dad were Ammoni converts, they were allowed to have relations, and therefore the daughter is ksheira lakuna. Again, a gioris that came from a strong, solid base, that it wasn't a bia psula, she ksheira lakuna. But if only one of them was an Ammoni, if dad was an Ammoni and mom was a Jewish girl, so the bia was a bia savera, the daughter is going to be pasal likahuna, comes to exclude. That's what Rabbi Zakkai said. That's what Rabbi Zakkai said. Me'amov. The Omar Lane, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, I disagree with you. Ani shone amov me'amov. Me'amov is only me'amov. Even if it's just me'amov, even if just one of the parents was an Ammoni, and the mom was a Jewish girl, so that it was a B.S. Isser, it's still mutter the daughter to marry a Kohen. Lahavi, so Rabbi Zakkai said, if both mom and dad were Ammonis, the daughter can marry a Kohen. But if dad was an Ammoni and mom was a Jewish girl, the kid cannot. Rabbi Yochanan said, Me'amav, even if only one of the parents was Jewish. Lahavi b'sula ba mishnei amimin. Even if dad was from an Ammoni and mom was Jewish, two different nations. And you're saying only if both parents were Ammonis, then it's mutter, daughter's mutter to marry? Says the Gemara, my shnei amim. What was Rabbi Yochanan Matir? Ilema Ammoni shenas Ammonis. That's the same case as the first case. Ella, Ba'amoni shenasa bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is even matir if an Ammoni man marries a Jewish girl. Even though it was a bias iser, since the girl from that union is Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, she's allowed to marry a Jew, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Wow. Ve'ikad Amre. No. Some say have the story differently. Beferish, Rabbi Yochanan said Beferish. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Zakkai said Beferish. Ani shona amav me amav lahavi besula ba mishnei amimin meim sheyesh bo shnei amimin meam sheyesh bo shnei amimin a ger amoni from a nation that has two amimin. The men are allowed to marry. The men are not allowed to come to Jews. And the women are allowed to marry Jews. And you say only a convert where both mom and dad were Ammonis, Ammoni man, Ammoni woman? Says the Gemara, according to this Lashon, the Rabbi Yochanan said, Beferish, that the Pasuk's talking about an Ammoni married to a Jewish girl. And that's the case that he's machshir. So Bas Mitzri Sheni, who marries a Jewish girl, Tikshera Lakuna, what's the Minale? What's the source of a Bas Mitzri Sheni who marries a Jewish girl? How do you know it's a Minale? Vichitema di Yolif me Ammoni shenasa Bas Yisrael. No, you can't learn that from an Ammoni. Mal Ammoni Bas Yisrael shekein nikevos mutaros. All of the female Ammonis are mutter, but Mitzris, the females are aser. Answers the Gemara, Mitzri Sheni shenasa Mitzris Sheniya Yochiach. No, a Mitzri Seni who marries a Mitzri Shlishi should prove her daughter is mutter. Says Gemara, well, Mal Mitzri Shlishi is Mitzri Shnia, Shkein Ein Biaso Ba'aveira. Right there, the B is not Ba'aveira. But when a Jewish girl marries a Mitzri Sheni, it's Biaso Ba'aveira. You're not allowed to marry a Mitzri Sheni. So even though the Gemara answers, Ammoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael Yochiach. Ammoni marries a Bas Yisrael should prove. Ah. Chazar Adin, etc. So we learn it out from an Ammoni who marries, even though the Bias Ba'aveira, Rabbi Yochanan says the daughter is kasher. So that's where we learn it out from, to teach me also that a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Jewish girl, the daughter is kasher lakuna. And you can ask against it, Chazar Adin, etc. Since you can learn out from both of them together. Since Mitzri and Ammoni are not exactly the same, Ammoni has a leniency that a Mitzri doesn't have, that all the women Ammoni are mutter, and a Mitzri has a leniency that the third generation is mutter. So between the two of them together, you can learn out that a Mitzri Sheni man who marries a Jewish girl and they have a daughter who's the third generation of Mitzri Shlishis, she's allowed to marry a Kayin. Amar Rav Yosef. Hayin d'shaman le Rav Yehuda. This is why we sometimes hear the Amora, Rav Yehuda, the Amar Amav Me'amav. V'lo yidana ma'ikar, I never knew what he meant, Amav Me'amav. But now I realize it was to learn of Yochanan's halacha that if a Ammoni man who converts marries a Jewish girl, or a Mitzri Sheni man who converts and marries a Jewish girl, the daughter, Rabbi Yochanan holds, is allowed to marry a Kohen, because Me'amav, only if they come from one nation, they're kosher. Me'amav, the daughter is kosher. Now, Ki Aser Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, Hachi Tana Kameh, Rabbi Zakeh learned a different thing in front of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he had a different version of this story with Rabbi Zakeh and Rabbi Yochanan. Isha Amonis Kshera. If an Ammoni woman converts, she's allowed to marry a Jew. We know that. Ammoni v'la Ammonis. Bina Me'amoni. If this Ammoni woman converts and she marries a Ammoni man who converts, her son is pasul, because her son is an Ammoni man. Upita me'amoni kshera. So if they have a son, it's pasul, can't marry a Jew. But if they have a daughter, she can marry a Jew. Bamedvar mamurim ba'amoni v'amonish in the sky. Avobita me amoni psula. That's a strange line. The Gemara is going to explain it. If the Ammoni doesn't convert, then the daughter is pasul. We'll have to see why. Why? What's the problem? Amale, puktani levra. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rezakai, you can take that brisa and go chuck it in the garbage. Go say that outside the Beis Medrash. You're wrong. This brisa is messed up. This brisa that you're quoting is all messed up. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan now explains to Rabbi Zakeh what the mistake is in this brisa. My damas, Isha Ammonis Kshera, is true. That part of the brisa is correct. A female Ammoni is Kshera. Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. That we get. Bename Ammoni Pasul. The son from an Ammoni is Pasul. That's also true. Deha Ammonihu, he's an Ammoni like his dad, and he's not allowed to marry. However, Ubita me Ammoni kshera, lamai ilay malavo bakal. Yeah, to marry a Jew that she's kosher to marry a Jew. That of course we know. Hashta ima kshera. Her mom was an Ammonis convert. She was allowed to marry a Jew. Kavu chaimer, the daughter's allowed to marry a Jew. He mi boy, Ella. Likahuna, must be that you meant that the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Bamedvar mamurim, when is a daughter of an Ammonis allowed to marry a Kohen? Ba'amoni va'amonis sheniskayru. If both of them converted, so the Bia was a Bia Kshera, so Bita, so then the daughter would be kosher. Avol Bita me'amoni psula. But Ba'amoni v'amonis sheniskayru. Avol bita me'amoni psula. But if an Ammonis converted and has relations with an Ammoni that has not converted, she's Jewish. She's not allowed to marry an Ammoni man. Avol bita me'amoni psula. My bita me'amoni. What did you mean? Ilema. Ammoni shenasa Ammonis. Hainu gioris mikana. That's what you said at the beginning. Ella Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael. That's what you mean, that an Ammoni marries a bas Yisrael? That's what you're going to tell me? That's what you mean? So Amale, you want to disqualify them? Amale, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Poktani Levra. So this Braisa is mistaken. Because Amav, May Amav, I hold, even Amoni married to Bas Yisrael, the daughter is kosher. So a slightly different version of the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zakkai. Okay, let's finish it up. Last piece here. Mitzri v'adomi, the Mishnah said, Mitzri v'adomi einan asurin ela ad shlosha doros, both men and women. Rabbi Shimon is matir, the Mitzri and Adomi women right away from a Kal v'chomer. Amoni are usher forever, and yet the women are mutter. Mitzri and Adomi are only mutter. I'm sorry. Mitzri and Adomi are only mutter until three generations. Kal v'chomer, the women should be mutter right away. My tshuva. Now, Chachamim say, oh, we can answer your Kal v'chomer. If you want to learn it, what do they say to him? If you want to learn from Kal v'chomer, we can reject your Kal v'chomer. But if you have a tradition, we'll respect the tradition. My tshuva. What answer can you give to the Kal v'chomer? Sounds like a good Kal v'chomer. Amar Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Tikla Meimar, Arayos Yochichu. I can prove from Arayos, Shelo Asar Ben Ela Ad Shlosha Doros. The Torah says the daughter and the granddaughter of Arayos are also Asar only till three generations. But after three generations, it's Mutter. And yet, Echad Zachar Vecha Nekevos. So you see, even things that only have three generations, both men and women are usher. Says the Gemara, Mal Arayos Shekin, Karis. Okay, Arayos have a Karis attached to them. Maybe that's why they're so severe. Mamzer Yochiach, where there is no Karis. If you marry a Mamzer, that's not an Issachar. Says the Gemara, well, but a Mamzer was created from an Issachar. Mal Mamzer Kin, Ein Oroi Lova B'Kol Olam. A Mamzer can't join the people forever. Arayos Yochichu, that they are usher L'Olam. They're not allowed to join the Jewish people. Both Mamzer and Arayos, both the men and women can't join. So we rejected the Kal v'chomer. But both Mamzer and Arayos have a tzad karis. But the Mitzri and Adomi have no karis. The Rabbanon. So, we're back to the question. How do you reject the Kal v'chomer? The Rabbanon, the Chacham who rejected the Kal v'chomer, they say, Mechalal d'chai v'yaseh. A chalal that was created from a chai v'yaseh, Uche Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Like, let's say you have a Kohen Gadol who marries a girl who was raped. So it's only an Aseh, because she has to marry a Besula. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a girl who was raped. She's not a Besula. Uche Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We had Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about 20 blot ago, who holds that a Kohen who marries and Isra say, the child is a chalal and is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So we add that into the rejection. So we reject the Kal v'chomer from a mixture of Mamzer, Arayos, and Kohen Gadol who marries a girl who was raped. It's only Chai ve'aseh, there's no Kares. And yet the child is still not allowed to marry a Kohen. Umay Loki? Oh. So how come, why did Rabbi Shimon disagree? He doesn't agree with Elazar ben Yaakov. Why did he yes learn the Kal v'chomer? Hakikamalu, Lidi di lo sri lid Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold like Elazar ben Yaakov, so I throw in the Kal v'chomer. Lidid chu, but you who do hold like him, the sri lid Elazar ben Yaakov. Halachani omer, I have a tradition anyway, that the female mitzvah and adomi are allowed right away. Tanya, I'm allowed Rabbi Shimon. Halachani omer, v'od mikra misayeni. I have a pasuk. Banim v'lo banos, right? It says, by a mitzri and adomi, banim asher yodalem dar shlishi, yavolam mekal Hashem. But banos were mutter right away. Tanu rabbanan. Banim.
Rabbi, Rabbeinu Mechila, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov over there, even though we always passing like him, wasn't that the reference to the Pesachin of Braisa, we may not passing like him? I think Rabbeinu brought that point out.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
So therefore, to passing, so the Rishon Bar Yochai would be correct in his cheshbon, because over there the Gemara doesn't even passing like him. Uh-huh. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
Good. Okay. I don't remember it so well, but good. I according to what you're saying, makes sense. Tana Rabbanan Banim Lo Banos Rabbi Shimon Am Rabbi Yehuda Arehu Omer Banim Asher Yivoldu Lam Dor Shlishi Yavolam Kal Hashem. So Asher Yivoldu Hakasav Tlan Beleda, anyone born, even the females. Am Rabbi Yochan E Lavd Am Rabbi Yehuda Hakasav Tlan Beleda. Had Rabbi Yehuda not said that, Lo Matzah Yad Avagla Beis Hamedrash. Sounds like Rabbi Shimon would have been right. Kaven De Amar Mar Kahal Gerim Ikrei Kal. Actually, let's stop over. Am Rabbi Yochan. You know what? We'll stop. Let's stop from this Tanarabana. We'll start from this again. Everyone should have a wonderful day.